This is Date Night Behind the Screens.
We're back.
Hooray!
So you guys rested. You got your full rest. All your stuff is back.
Plus five health.
Plus five max health. That's correct. And it is officially the following day. You know that if you're able to push through all day, you will meet. You will reach Slaver's Bay by the evening. And do you have anything else you want to do before we break camp?
We should eat.
We should probably eat. I've got some rations here.
Me too.
What do you have?
Like jerky and tack and stuff like that.
It's mostly bread.
Bread?
Yes, you can have some if you'd like.
They take plants and they make it into that.
It's a simple sourdough.
Wheat.
You picked this.
No, they take wheat and they grind it up and then it mix that with some other stuff and then it put it in a fire, near a fire, not in a fire, and then it does this.
This.
It's good, right?
I have had this, but it has been a while. We've traded for it before. It's made with magic.
Okay.
What do I owe you for it? It is quite valuable.
Oh, no, nothing for the bread. Just consider it a tip on top of your fee.
This is a good way of making a living.
Yes, it's dangerous, but can be quite lucrative, yes.
These coins that are good for beans, they are good for bread as well?
Yes, you can buy quite a lot of things with money. It's called money, by the way.
Money.
Yes, those are gold coins.
They're worth a lot of money.
But they are money.
It's a lot of money.
You could trade them for money.
No, they are money, and it's lots of money. You can buy lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of bread.
Look, I'll explain it this way.
How much bread?
He pulls out a much smaller purse. He pulls out a copper piece. See, this is similar to what you have.
That is what I have.
Yes, it's not the same, though, because look, this is not as shiny. This is a bit more brown. Yes? Mm-hmm. Do you see the difference?
It is brown.
One of these is not worth a lot as far as bread. You can maybe buy one bread with one.
One of those is worth a whole bread?
Yes. He pulls out a silver piece. One of these are worth 10 of these copper pieces.
Why?
It's magic. Let's just say that it is.
Mm-hmm.
So a silver piece is worth 10 copper pieces.
10 bread.
Yes. Yes. We'll say 10 bread.
That someone would give you 10 bread for.
Yes. Yes, they would.
We could get 10 bread for a whole elk skin.
That sounds about right. Not so much in the hunting side of economics, but sure.
An elk skin requires a lot of work.
That it does. Making several loaves of bread requires a fair amount of work as well.
Not magic.
No, but it's an equal exchange. You give something, you get something.
I understand an exchange.
Yes. Now, one of those gold pieces that you have.
This is also worth a bread.
That is worth 10 of these silver pieces.
But those silver pieces are worth 10 bread.
So how many bread do you think you could get with a gold piece?
Enough.
More than enough.
But I have many of these bread coins.
Yes, bread tokens, we'll call them. Golden bread tokens. You could buy more bread than you could possibly ever eat in your life with that sack of money.
I could eat a lot of bread.
I believe you. It's still true.
Just think, kind of hefts the sack a little bit and tucks it a little bit more safely among his.
Now, you can also buy things other than bread. You could buy fine armor or a stronger weapon than what you have now. Your weapon is perfectly fine. You have done a great deal with it, but
I found it.
Yes. You could by an even stronger weapon with enough gold pieces.
Hmm. Beans, bread,
beans, weapons, bread, many, many things. Or you could even, some people even hire friends.
Are we friends?
Well, let's say yes, because I've given you gold pieces in exchange for you.
He gives you a gold piece. I've hired you as my friend.
Well, isn't that just lovely?
That is worth a lot of bread.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I'm going to save this gold piece for bread, just because of you. I promise. He puts the gold piece in his jacket.
It's yours. Yes. You can do what you want with it because you are my friend now.
Thank you. Thank you. So yes, gold can be a wonderful tool in order to hire people to work for you or people to be your friends or to buy goods like bread.
This has been Basic Economics.
With your kindergarten teacher, Malik Gray Castle.
Perfect.
I was waiting for a perfect spot to put that That's in.
Right. So, understanding the value of gold, are we...
Don't buy them all at once.
Reach in for another gold coin. I will take 100 bread.
I don't have them on me at the moment, but I tell you what, when we reach Slaver's Bay, there are grand bakeries there that could fill that order.
Don't buy them all at once.
No, I wouldn't recommend buying...
Can I have smaller bread tokens?
I'm sure you could...
The brown ones?
The brown ones? Yes, of course. There are places where you can exchange one of your gold pieces for several of the browner ones, copper pieces. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. I don't have that many on me. I don't really carry much copper.
Because if I buy that much bread, chances are some of it...
I love this character.
...will spoil.
Yes, that is quite likely. Are you ready to go now? I'm sure my sister has something in plan for us today. I don't want to wait around for her to come to us.
Could we hire her as a friend?
Not everyone is willing to work for money. Not everyone wants to be friends, even though my sister has my father's money already, and you could not possibly... I couldn't possibly spend enough money to make her my friend.
I understand. When I have a lot of nuts and a bugbear comes to give me his nuts.
Yes, continue. Tell us more about you taking the bugbear's nuts or refusing his nuts as it need be.
You understand. I have a big store of nuts.
You are a man of many nuts.
And
yes.
A bugbear comes to give me his nuts. His nuts are not worth to me what my nuts may be worth to someone in need of my nuts.
You know, I was worried that when we started talking about economics, it was going to be boring for the listeners. I am no longer afraid of that. Yes. Supply and demand. Now, my father, we take the... pulls out a silver piece again. We take many of these out of the ground.
Where?
In Eichnia, where I'm from. My home.
I don't know it.
No, it's across the sea. Perhaps someday you will arrive there. Perhaps not. But we take many of these out of the ground and we trade them, takes out the gold piece, for these. And now my father has very, very many of these.
Your father is very smart.
Unfortunately, yes. Yes, he is.
Did you know this about the bread, Blark?
And the nuts?
Yeah, I did. Now you do, too. Thumbs up and wink.
Well, as they say, knowing is half the battle. The other half is violence, by the way.
He still has a lot more battle for knowing.
It's okay.
Most of this podcast is just me giving
confused looks.
Confused looks at the people across the table.
It's okay. I need to work on my violence department. So you can do the violence part of the battle. I'll do the knowledge part of the battle.
And I'll be in between.
Yes.
Ha ha.
Well, then we've got it covered.
Let's go.
That sounds... Yes. And we're off. So you guys travel for a while, probably still talking about violence and nuts. And,
but bread is really good.
Yeah, of course it is. Doesn't take magic, though.
The fields turn into sloping hills, and the sloping hills turn into larger mountains. And as the road continues to wind through them, eventually it comes to a rather narrow valley with a large river beside it. And as you're coming around one of the bends, you see the rhino standing in the middle of the road, her arms and her hands clasped over top of the mace that stands up to her chin.
I told you the forest would be safer.
Perhaps you are correct. Perhaps we could go around.
Maybe after this fight. This looks like fun.
She is alone. She is only one.
I don't think she's actually alone, but...
I would not count on it.
This still should be fun.
If we are gold pieces, is she a silver piece?
I would say actually the opposite. I would say we are about a silver piece. Maybe her men are silver pieces, but the rhino is definitely a gold piece.
So we need more friends.
More friends, yes.
I put the turtle shell down on the ground.
Oh, God. Is the boar still here?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And I lean down.
How many initiatives am I going to have to roll here?
And then I reach my hand in.
Oh, a squirrel.
It's the giant rat. No. Yes. No, it is a weasel.
Ooh, a weasel.
I pull out a little weasel.
The Duke of Wesselton.
My rolls on this have been really bad, even when we did our thing. And I pull out the little weasel and I say, a copper piece. And I talk to him and I say,
man, I feel like I've taught a rogue so much now.
The boar. Keep an eye on him. Protect him.
Who are you talking to?
The weasel.
Okay. And at this moment, all three of you turn around and you hear like a groaning of metal as what could only be described as a walking iron wall.
Bastion!
Bastion begins to creak. He's covered head to toe in thick plate mail and he has a tower shield as big as he is. It's clearly got him encumbered and he stops behind you and just kind of lets it... rest onto the ground.
The mushroom people told me about you.
He just stares at you. No words. You do notice behind him is a slighter, smaller man. He does have these sort of gray robes on, but you can see many cuts down the side of his arm. And he's got a dagger in his hand, and he's clearly hiding behind Bastion, but he's trying to keep an eye on you at the same time.
I wonder if that's the puppeteer or
yes.
Torch.
No, that would be the puppeteer.
What does he do?
Pretend you're the puppet.
I'm confused. More than he is.
A puppet is a toy. This man must put his hand up you.
But he does so with magic.
And play. With
that
you
is
mark this episode as explicit.
I don't think Arud would know what a puppet was. So.
I'll just delete all that.
He takes control of you, uses your blood against you. Yes, it's not pleasant.
I talk in animal speak to the boar and weasel. And I say, to bother that guy.
Okay.
And what do they say?
You understand them?
Mm-hmm. Sure thing, boss.
God, you have a weasel and a boar. It's almost like Timon and Pumbaa. It's so fucking close.
It means no worries for the rest of our days. This fight will be problem-free.
Okay. So the rhino sits there in front of you, and you have the two other attackers sitting there behind you. Nobody seems to really be able to really be making a move.
How far are they? In which directions?
Bastion and the puppeteer are about, let's say about 30 feet behind you. The rhino is about 40 feet ahead of you.
Ready?
How far again?
The two behind you are about 30 feet out. The one in front of you is about 40 feet out.
Are we riding?
I thought we were.
You were, yes.
Okay. I will dismount, I suppose.
They make no aggressive move. Finally, the puppeteer kind of pokes his head out. Just leave the boy, and you two can go.
Do you have anything to trade?
Your life. You can see as he turns his head.
My life is mine to trade, not yours.
You see as he turns his head, it kind of pops and goes a little too far, kind of like an owl. But he's clearly supposed to be human, but.
Could you hear that popping on the microphone, guys?
His bone noises have no meaning. I would trade with you.
I'm listening.
Do you have bread?
I have some, yeah.
Is it sweet bread?
It's a ration.
Might I smell it? And I start walking toward him.
I think you should hold it right there, friend. And he mage hands a loaf of bread out to you.
So I watch this bread flow. Oh, I guess I could see his mage hand.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's not a.
Okay,
not
that's the trickster magic. Version.
That is where bread comes from. And I pluck it out of the air.
It's a little stale, but not bad.
Wow. What is the cost of this bread?
You leave. Leave Malik here for us.
Malik gave us 250 gold, which means 25,000 bread.
I try to put the bread back into the mage hand.
It kind of already retracted, so okay. If you do, you're just going to be dropping it into thin air.
I drop the bread.
Okay. Not enough for you? What is enough for you? You're clearly for hire. Don't you think that Sabine could match any offer this little one gave you?
Maybe after I'm done with this job here, then she can give me a job, and then I'll be for hire.
Mm-hmm. Besides, Sabine was not available as a friend.
No, but she could be your friend if you leave her brother here alone for us. Malik, standing behind you, I can arrange for another 250 when we get to the ship. Each. Don't leave me here with them, please.
Didn't plan on it.
You are my friend. He is my friend.
Your funeral.
No, my friend.
And we're going to roll initiative.
Yes!
Does my army act on my turn or separately?
Hang on a second. This is your army? I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say your army goes on yours.
Yes.
So she was...
What about mine? Does mine there. Have to roll?
No, you guys as pets and stuff can go on your turn. I'm not super invested.
I knew we had a small party, so I figured pets would be okay. This is so annoying. So sorry, Mike.
One, two, wait. No, shit. One, two, and then you're three.
Write my pet's health down.
Four, five, six, seven, eight. No, nobody was nervous about that. I rolled two initiatives and then I started counting again just
We're
for funsies.
Busy with our own logistics.
Okay. What's your dex, my friend? Plus three? Hey, not bad. That puts you up here. Oh, God. And then Malachus. Actually rolled well for once. What's your dex? Plus two. Oh, they're all crammed in. All righty then. Arug.
20.
B.
10.
B, bring up the rear.
Because right. You know I'm all about that base. About
if
that
I
base.
Knock anybody prone, that's no good. They'll all get up.
They got knocked down, but they'll get up again before I even get to go. Okay. He started it.
Yes, he did. I'm sure.
So do they make some sort of move at us? Or
you're first up. It was understood that battle is commencing.
Right, so they made some sort of aggressive looking
yes,
move.
The rhino picks up her giant spiky club looking thing. And I need to turn my sound off on my laptop.
Ha!
Because I'm an idiot. Okay. And Bastion sort of shifts his shield out in front of him. So now you see a tower shield with just a little bit of a helmet peeking up over the top of it.
Okay. And they are 30 feet?
30 feet behind you. Rhino's 40 feet in front of you.
Could I get to the guy who was talking to me about betraying my friend?
You're going to have to go through Bastion because he's behind him.
I don't have enough move probably to go around him.
There's about 10 foot on either side that you could potentially go around Bastion, but they're 30 feet back. I don't know what your move speed is.
30, unless it's in the forest, is 40. Forest.
This is not the forest.
Yeah. So I couldn't make it to him. Can I run through Bastion?
You could certainly try.
I'm going to...
But let us remind you that he is called a steel iron wall.
I'm going to remount. With half my movement. Okay. And I'm going to charge with the elk and use that movement. Can I do that?
Yes.
I'm
pretty sure yes. I'm going to allow it.
All right. I'm going to do that and try to get to the guy who was talking to me.
Okay.
And I will rage with my bonus.
Okay.
He is my friend.
He sounded so unsure, and I'm gonna rage.
Rage,
okay. And I'll bring my army with me, as these animals are just gonna go at this guy. So can I hit him? Can I ram him with the elk? Can I do that?
Yeah, make a general attack roll.
I think that's a 7 or 8 with the elk
no.
or moose plus to hit.
The moose crashes into the tower shield and you just stop.
Okay.
You kind of, you see the form of him with all that weight going into it, it pushes the tower shield back like an inch and you see the line of gravel getting pushed back, but you can just see the two eye slits of the helmet just staring at you over the top of the tower shield.
All right. Well, what does that mean for me and my movement and stuff?
That's your moose's movement. You can still attack if you want to. I'm going to consider that your moose's attack was an attempt at a...
Okay. I want to try to use an attack instead of my bonus action to try to knock this guy prone.
Okay. Was that a contest of strength?
Athletics or acrobatics for you. 24.
28.
Okay. I wonder why he doesn't move.
He's pretty damn strong.
And Do I have any movement at all left?
No, I'm going to say with all the other movement all you've right. done. Otherwise, you could move like 80 feet in one turn without. Yeah,
but that's what I figure.
Yeah.
Damn. I guess I'm just going to swing at this dude then with my
okay.
second attack.
All right.
19
does not hit.
All right. And I'll try to send my boar and weasel toward the puppeteer. They okay. can move 40, so maybe they can try to go around.
Sure.
The weasel can only go 30, so.
So the boar could potentially get to the puppeteer.
All right. I'll have him try to charge.
Okay.
Nope. 8.
Nope.
Okay. That's going to end my very worthless turn.
It's okay. You're learning things. And again, knowing is half the battle.
But my half is not the knowing.
This is true.
Okay. I'll dash with the weasel to get him to the dude.
Okay.
Okay.
Weasel's up to dude. It's going to be Malik's turn. He's going to stare straight at, what's her face? The rhino. And he's going to try a scorching ray. So 3 attack rolls. I should not have put away all my d20s. I'll just roll twice. Oh, net 20.
All right.
One of them's going to hit. And 12 plus only one hits. But it's 4d6 instead of 2d6. Dealing 7, 10, 11 fire damage to the rhino. Whoops, that's the wrong character. Rhino's down here. And she kind of, it kind of, two of the rays blast against her upheld maul, or whatever you call this thing. It's a big old spiky club, pretty much, like iron capped. And two of them deflect off of that. The third one kind of hits in the middle and just enough spreads off and kind of catches her square in the chest. And you can definitely see some charring on her breastplate now. But she just kind of keeps on staring and coming. And Malik is going to stand right where he is. Okay. So that makes it enemy 3, blood mage, or puppeteer's turn. Puppeteer's going to stick his head out and attempt to looks right at Arug. And Arug, I need you to make a constitution saving throw, please.
With the 50 on the, this is kind of, I mean, I would have missed anyway with the thing, but with the 50 on the moose, I couldn't have got around that dude and got closer to Puppeteer.
You potentially could have, but you chose to go at him.
I was trying to ram the Puppeteer, not the big dude.
I thought you said Bastion.
No.
That was my impression as well.
Yeah, I thought you were saying. Pushing into him. I'm sorry.
I was trying to go, that's why I mounted.
Because you said before you wanted to go through his space.
Yeah, but then you said I didn't have enough movement. Like, I could get to him, but then the other guy was behind him. So I got on the elk moose who had more movement to try to get to the dude.
Okay. Well, you didn't hit him, so.
Right. But that's where I was trying to be.
Okay.
It's okay if that's not, but.
Yeah. I'll say you got
him. If he blocked me and you want to do that into the story, like I tried to do
sure.
that.
Sure. Yeah, deflect you off fine. Into the. Okay, into that space.
So constitution save?
Correct.
Oh, I'm proficient. 13.
What's his DC? 15.
Okay.
He casts Blight on you.
Ooh. Ooh, no.
12.
I wish I was next to you. I would have passed.
20.
Not my turn yet. 8,
35, 42, 46, but you're raging. And Bear Totem takes that to half, so that's going to be 23.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And that was one of his fourth level.
What does that feel like?
So your blood inside of your body, let's say in your shield arm.
Oh, the in-blood.
Yes, the in-blood. like, let's say inside of your shield arm. All of a sudden, it just turns to rot. And you feel like this extreme searing pain, and your arm kind of cramps up for a second. And it does, a moment later, start to relax again. But that hurt. Even through the haze of your rage, you still, it was definitely an effect that you felt.
Okay.
Then it's going to switch over to the rhino. She's going to stay put. And then it's Bastion's turn. Bastion is going to, since he only has one person in melee range, make two attack rolls against Arugula. One's a nat 1, one's a 14 plus 7, 21.
That hits.
For 2d8 plus 4. 9 plus 4, 13 damage. 13 bludgeoning damage. Ooh. And... No, that's a different attack. Okay, yeah. So that's his turn. He also is going to use his movement to interpose himself between you and the puppeteer again.
Okay.
However, both of your critters are now on his backside. So they're between... So the blood mage is between Bastion and your critters, but the Bastion is between
they're
you
back to
and...
Back.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, and that would be his turn. So, Blarg. And it's now down to Blog.
You okay?
Me, yes. I haven't been hit yet.
I mean, if I were to leave you here.
Oh, gods, no. I can't take the rhino by myself.
Oh, because I was going to go take care of the puppeteer.
Maybe we should both go take care of the puppeteer, then.
Okay.
Put some distance between us and her.
All right, and then I'll help you with her. Okay, so she then takes 5 or 10 steps, and then Misty steps to the backside of...
Okay. Yes. Misty step into that backside.
And swing at Puppeteer's broken neck head.
All right.
Yes.
Broken neck head.
Much better than smashing in.
Nat 20.
Yes.
Nat 20 hits. You can see the Bastion tries to swing his shield out, but smite. Does not quite correct. Did you smite?
Smite and.
I see.
That's the regular weapon damage.
Eight. On my D8.
Very good. Very good.
Okay, so that would be, I only you add the bonus once.
Correct, yes. But then if you do use your smite, which you can do, you get to after roll you, double. Get, you get to roll the smite dice double too.
And savage attack.
Yes.
So you get another weapon
single,
damage.
Yep. Go ahead, roll that beautiful bean footage.
So first, what do you have?
So she has 16 so far.
Plus your
strength, which is 10. Plus 5. You're not a plus 10.
Plus 5 strength, plus 4... Proficiency.
You don't add proficiency to your weapon damage.
Okay, that's right.
But you do have a plus 1
plus
weapon.
Six.
Okay, plus 6.
Sorry, I was looking at attack bonus, not damage.
Okay, so 16 plus 6 so far is 22.
Then you get
your smites.
One extra weapon.
Oh, yeah,
damage.
Your one extra weapon D.
Only 4.
Okay, so 26.
And then the rest is whatever other kind
an
of damage.
An 8 and a
1. No, you go double.
Yep. Double your smite dice, too, on a crit.
8 and a 1, then.
Okay.
8 and a 2.
So... 10, 19 plus, what's 19 plus 26? 45?
Yes.
Holy shit.
45.
And that was just one hit.
God's damn you all.
That one's only a 15.
15 does not. Plus, what is it, plus 3? Yeah, 15 doesn't hit.
Oh, damn.
Hey.
It whooshes over the top of his head.
Much better than my turn.
So
I practice.
You definitely connected hard. You can see his rib cage kind of flex inward, and then the pop of radiant energy it absolutely has destroyed his chest. Like the material's gone from his robe. He's still standing, but he is like clutching his sternum right now. Probably a good thing I didn't waste one of those concentration spells on that first round there.
Yeah, that would have been impossible if you had to crit.
Is that your turn? Wait, you cast Misty. Oh, Misty Steps a bonus action?
Yeah.
Isn't adding a smite a bonus action?
Not Divine Smite.
Not Divine Smite? Good to know. Okay. Very impressive badass. Turn. Badass. Very badass. The fucking paladins, man. Dern was smarter. He'd have stayed one. All right. So that is your turn. Back to the top. That is your turn, correct? Okay. You don't want to take an attack of opportunity for moving away? No? Okay. Yeah. Arug,
I do. I want to go around this dude and hit the puppeteer.
Or if you track around him, you don't have to take an attack of opportunity if you just flank.
But he's...
He's back-to-back, but they're, like, next to each other. So if you move around this side, you don't have to go out of his melee range.
Okay, they're
hit.
That close.
Yeah.
Yeah,
You potentially could, but I'm saying you don't
I don't want to.
Okay.
And I want to be down. So I'm just going to get to that space, I'm just going to leap off the thing and try to smash the puppeteer with my shield on the way down.
Cool. I'm going to say 10 feet of movement.
Okay.
Oh, that's fine. And my elk
I'm not
just
going anywhere
there.
Else. Yeah. So acrobatics or athletics.
Oh, because you're trying to knock him down
shield
with the shield?
Bash.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a 28.
He's not going to make that. His strength, if I remember correctly, is at like a -1.
So he's prone.
Yeah, strength actually has 0. But yeah, he's prone.
And then I will try to stab down with the rapier.
Okay.
27.
Yeah, I'm going to say that hits.
Okay. That will be... You can't name a dude the puppeteer and expect we're not just going to go beat his ass the second we
well,
can.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Bastion's got a lot of stuff in his kit that he's probably not going to have the opportunity to use. Mm-hmm. Keep you fuckers back. That's not his fucking turn.
Oh, come on, man. 12 points of damage.
All right.
Is he still up?
Yep.
I hit him again. Oh, yeah. 25.
Fuck. Fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fucker.
17 points of damage.
He's dead.
Yes.
I got to use one goddamn spell slot, you fuckers. Fuck that guy.
All right, now my army is not going to be able to hit this guy with the stuff, but they're going to try.
To hit Bastion? Okay. You said this guy. I didn't know if you were still talking about Puppeteer.
Oh, well, I mean, I can mentally talk to the elk.
He had fucking
but
whole
I can't,
person and all kinds of
I can't
shit.
Do that to the... Boar and the weasel.
You see, I was worried because I was afraid because he can actually, if he had gotten the opportunity, he could have cast hold person at a high enough level. And if you both had failed, which I'm guessing neither one of you has great wisdom,
my wisdom's
okay. Pretty good,
would have been just the end of the fight.
Yeah, but that's okay. What I was worried about when he said that. But narratively, he also threatened my friend.
I had to open with the big damage. I had to open with the big damager. Couldn't have just gone straight for the
crowd
Mike.
Control.
Stupid Mike.
All right.
Should have gone for crowd.
Technically,
dumb fuck.
According to this bag of tricks, these dudes aren't. I can't like mentally command them or anything. The boar and the weasel.
Okay.
I have to take a bonus, okay. And I did it to send them at that guy.
Right.
So they can't probably. They'll probably just start running. Honestly,
I will say they don't have to run away.
Okay.
But they're trying to attack someone who's already dead.
Yeah.
So I would say more of like a dog pile effect happens.
Sure.
The boar just starts. Goring the body and yeah. The weasel's biting an ear or something like that.
So I'll just, I can still talk to the elk.
It's,
so
it's ineffectual, but it's pretty badass to watch.
I hit the moose to try to hit this guy.
They're like, they're looking, basically looking at Bastion and saying, fuck your friend in particular.
Yeah.
His corpse has been desecrated. He's losing death saves.
So that was my bonus to jump both attacks. I'll use whatever movement I have to get right up back. On Bastion, if I'm not already.
You were already on him the
I'll
whole
just
time.
Just turn and face
yep.
Behind him. Okay. I'm done.
All right. And it's Malachus's turn. He's going to pivot on his heel and run like a little bitch back to where his friends are. Please, God, help us all. And he's going to run right up to Bastion and take 2 sword swipes. Sorry, it's going to be 3 sword swipes. Thank you, Will, for teaching your GM its own rules. One's a nat 20.
Yahoo!
One's a 13 plus, I think it's a 7, which will actually... Yes.
Ooh, he's evenly matched with us.
But Bastion's going to use his reaction to shift his tower shield over, which is going to negate that second attack. And then the offhand is a 9. That's not going to hit. So the nat 20 gets through, nothing else does. So it's going to be 2d8 plus 5. 6 and a 5, 11 plus 5, 16 damage. 2, 4. So Malik, he sort of, as he runs over, he does this sort of spinning attack where he just kind of windmills. One, the very first one finds its way just barely over top of the shield. It gets right inside of Bastion's neck, but then comes back out and nothing else connects. It deflects off the shield. The second one looks like it's about to go, but Bastion just kind of tucks. That's just the right way. Mm-hmm. Clang! And that's going to be Malak's turn. So the Blood Mage isn't on the board anymore. Fuck you, people.
That's okay. That clothespin was about to fall off anyhow.
Rhino is going to charge for 80 feet.
Ooh.
She can make it.
And
if she was 40, we move 30.
She has to hit with a melee attack in the same turn, so she can't do that. So she actually runs. She runs her normal movement speed, so she's going to run 40 feet towards you guys. But she's not going to quite get there. She's going to be like one turn's worth of movement away.
She's now where we were when we started.
Yes. But she's then going to pull out a longbow and shoot at Malak.
Reaction.
Reaction. You have that?
We were.
Are you with? Yeah,
protection.
You are within five. You are the paladin Dern should have been. Right there.
I'm being paid to do this. I'm going to do a damn good job.
10 plus 6, 16 would actually... No, Malak's armor class went up with dual wield. Nope, wouldn't hit him anyways.
So does that mean I don't have to use my reaction?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, good.
So let me roll at disadvantage just for funsies. Nope, first one was worse.
Because you have to do it before he says whether it hits or misses.
Right. All right. And yeah, that's... She's going to try again. 13 plus. That one is going to hit.
I tried.
Yep. And she's going to do 5 damage to poor Malakus as it catches him in the back of the shoulder after he finishes running, which takes him down to actually his normal max health. And that would be her turn. So now we are up to B.
My elk is there.
Your elk is where?
It's still in the middle.
Next to what's-her-face?
Yes. Rhino?
Sure.
And if it isn't, it could get there. 50 feet.
Remembering how to play an elk.
Hi. What? Oh, you're a druid.
I probably should have done the robe of useful items into the shell instead of this bag of tricks and having animals everywhere.
I mean, let's be fair. You're still being pretty effective.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying for the sake of your combat.
Oh, gotcha.
Not having 80 animals.
No. I like it. Okay. It's fun.
I know some people don't like the animals.
This was supposed to be an absolutely batshit ridiculous thing. Like, that's why I just went and found a bunch of homebrew shit instead of... I didn't even use official monsters. I'm just like, oh, Pentrist, yeah, here we go. This is fun.
I said Blood Mage. Like, yeah, we didn't know what he could do.
Yeah.
Okay. Geese is going to swing his antlers.
Geese the elk.
Yes. Swing his antlers at the rhino. All
right.
Nope.
Yeah.
12.
Nope.
They're not very good.
She just kind of...
I also rolled a 7.
She kind of shoves her giant club over and just deflects his antlers off and kind of... snorts at it.
Rhino, huh?
Does Geese get a second attack? No?
No.
Okay.
My turn.
Yep, your turn.
Run and smash.
At who?
At Rhino face.
Okay. You've got 40 feet of movement?
Okay, maybe not.
Well, no, sorry. You guys are 30 feet away. My bad, 30 feet. You have 30 feet of movement.
Yeah.
You got Charger anyway.
Yeah. But I've been told it's not that good.
I have Charger on Zev.
No, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, run at her, smash on the face, or at least try.
Okay.
Knock that stupid horn off her hat. 21?
21 does not hit. As she shifts at the last second and parries, actually activates her parry as her reaction. She glances your hammer off at the last second.
Try again.
You can't. Not with Charger. You get one attack.
No, I just ran. I didn't charge her.
Oh, I thought you said you were charging.
Because I was going to get real mad if you took this nat 20 away from me again.
I just thought you said you were charging. That's the only reason I said you can't do twice.
I said not Charger because somebody told me it's not that good of a thing.
Oh, I thought you said Charger even though somebody told you it wasn't that good of a thing. I misheard.
Well, she said she was going to run up there, and you said she couldn't move 40. And I said, well, right, you could because you have charger.
But I changed but then you it. You said it was 30 because I remembered wrong in my
so
head.
So she could make it without charger.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I can use my nat 20 here?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yay.
This is just your second attack.
Divine Smite.
Okay.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 d8. Because of Relentless Savage Attack.
5 d8?
Because...
Two on your attack. Oh, the two for the smite. Is it two normally attack. Is it normally one for a smite or is it two for a smite?
2d8 for a first level slot.
Okay, so you're going to roll your 2d8.
3d8 because she's an orc.
That's right. 3d8 so for your weapon
five,
damage.
You get 5d8 yes. plus your strength.
Correct. Once.
If the different damage doesn't matter between...
It doesn't.
Okay.
Not I'm tempted to use my second level spell. I won't. Okay. 6, 6, 3... Plus 2, 7 and a 3. So 10, 19, 25, plus my strength mod.
Correct.
That'd be 30 total.
30 total.
Holy hell.
Okay. That was a very good second attack. As the divine energy sort of detonates, you catch the club that she had held out in front of her to deflect your first attack, and it actually pushes it. Her own club into her face. So she cracks herself across the jaw and she kind of shakes her head and she looks at you. She's pissed.
Good. I thought this would be fun.
Okay. And is that your turn?
Yep. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
Arug.
Okay. Now that Malik's come up here,
yeah,
I'm going to use half my movement to jump on the mount.
Okay.
And I'm going to head back toward Rhino. And I'm going to do the same jump off with my shield at Rhino and try
You're
to shield
Malik alone. The ground.
So after he runs this way, we both go back to the other side.
I hired you people for a reason.
I asked you. You were good
you're
going to
take an attack of opportunity from. No.
He doesn't have a reaction.
That's right, because he used a block.
Okay, I'm going to dive off the elk.
Okay.
That's 24 on my athletics.
Rhino's like the only person who has an absolute chance of making this. But she rolled a 4, so poof. Rhino goes down.
All right, and as I come down on top of her, I'm just going to try to use my first attack to grapple her.
Okay. That's another...
Another athletics check.
Damn.
That's a 25.
Fucking rolled a 5.
All right, so now she has no movement. She's prone.
Yep.
And I'm going to just punch her with my
Isn't your grapple isn't grapple an action?
I thought it was a if it is I can't do it.
It's not a it's its own action.
You could replace
an
attack like you could with shove.
You can replace an attack action with grapple but not
like with shove you can replace one attack.
Grapple 5E.
You might be right. If it is, I can't do that because I have to take the attack action to use my shield bash as a bonus. So. Oh, I can never find that in here without the index.
I was pretty sure grapple was its own action.
This attack replaces one of them. If you're able to make multiple attacks with the attack action, this attack replaces one of them.
Rock on. Disregard.
Okay, so I've got her grappled.
Yep.
And I'm going to use the hilt of the thing to try to smash her.
Okay.
I'm also prone then?
If you're grappling her on the ground, yes.
So I have disadvantage
from... I can't figure out how that would work
I have
if
disadvantage
you're not.
From prone. She has disadvantage from being prone.
It'd
so
be a
those
straight
cancel.
Roll.
But I have advantage from... No, I don't have that advantage anymore.
Right.
Okay, so it's a
straight roll.
I should have hit her and then grappled her. 25.
25 does hit because it hasn't come back around to her yet. Okay. Damn, you are a scary, scary moose motherfucker.
10 points of damage.
Okay.
And I'll try... Can the elk still make an attack?
It's back over by Bastion. It can make an attack on Bastion.
When I rode it.
You rode it, yes. Off. Elk can make an attack.
No.
Okay. And that's it. Malik's turn. Having watched you run away and not be hit, Malak's going to try to follow you and not be hit. So he's going to run over towards the rhino and try to attack her three times since she's on the ground. So she has disadvantage against all three.
Oh, yeah, he's got advantage, yeah.
First one hits. Second one hits. Third one hits. All three hit.
And I'm trying, like, to make this narratively work to, like, roll after I grapple her. So she's on top of me, and I'm underneath her, so they can swing at her.
Yeah, yeah. It won't make a mechanical difference, but yeah.
Right, I'm saying just right. So that wonder fucking, how it makes them easier to hit.
Fucking Malak. All right, so that's going to be 7, 7, 6, 6, no, 7, 7, 5.
19.
Damage. Fucking calculator. There we go. If anyone were to look at the rhino, she looks like she's having a fun time. Like she's enjoying herself.
Okay.
Okay.
Me too.
It must be this hug.
I'm having fun too.
Anyone? That was Malak's movement. That was that. Yeah. Okay. Rhino is up.
Which one is she? One or two?
She's one.
Okay.
She's going to. She's going to make a athletics contest against you to break your grapple.
Yeah, that's an action.
Yep.
Because she can't get up. 28.
She's 27. Fuck. All right.
That advantage
she's not do anything else.
On strength because of grappling is unreal. Because of the barbarian gets advantage on strength.
She doesn't have any kind of advantages, does she? No, she doesn't. Okay. Well, then that's her fucking turn.
Yes.
Hit her!
What's your movement speed, Bastion? Can you make it? Yeah, 30 feet. How are you 30 feet? You're a giant walk. Sure, 30 feet. Bastion. Gong, 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 gong.
Momentum.
Yeah. He wasn't moving.
Once he starts going, he has a hard time stopping.
Yeah. And so we're going to say that, and he's going to shield charge at B.
Can I dodge?
It's going to, if he doesn't hit your armor class, yeah. At least 10 feet and hits it with a... Okay, so that's going to be a melee attack against you. Does an 18 hit?
No.
For serious? Fantastic. He just kind of whiffs. He tries to roll his shoulder into you, but he just kind of misses.
I laugh and jump to the side.
All right. And he just kind of stops and turns around. he is going to make another weapon attack, but it's not going to be that shield charge thing. He's just going to swing at you. He's, by the way, in his non-shield hand, it's just a giant, like, gauntlet with spikes where the knuckles should be.
Cool.
11 plus. That's another 18.
I duck.
Yeah, you do. He just whiffs right over top of your head. Whew. I hate you both so much right now.
Just wrapped around.
He's so fun though.
He should have ran it. You're a dumbass because he would have had advantage on that. Yeah, that's my fault. All right, well that's his fucking turn.
She is stronger than she looks.
Arug, you're up.
No, you skipped me.
No, it's Blarg.
No, sorry, Blarg, you're up. I think because I was attacking you, I had you. Sorry.
My turn.
I had you in my head. I'm sorry. It's your turn. I apologize. Damn it. I'm supposed to still have a fucking spellcaster, and one of you is supposed to be held. At least one of you.
Trying to hit on Rhino.
Advantage.
I don't think she swings that way, but you can try.
Advantage. That saves that one. It turns it into what, a two?
Yeah, that's not going to hit.
Okay. Am I still at advantage for the second hit?
Oh, yeah. She's prone.
As long as she's prone.
16 versus... Oh, that was almost a 19. 26.
26 does hit, yes.
Okay.
You successfully hit on the rhino.
10.
10 damage?
Yep.
Okay.
Clunk.
All right. Is that your turn? That was my tum-tum.
We're back in the middle. Yes?
Yes. You're all dogpiling on each other pretty much at this point. Everybody's fighting everyone. Just
except my boar and weasel are still biting the puppeteer.
The dead.
Elk is going to use a hooves attack.
Hooves. Look at its hooves.
10 plus 5.
No. 15.
Advantage. This is my whole reason is to give advantage my whole character purpose.
That one again?
Six.
No, neither one of those.
So 15 versus 11.
Even though she's on the ground, she's just kind of using her feet to bat away all these attacks.
That's what my moose was trying to do to her too, so there's all these hooves.
Look at our hooves! And since that's your turn now, Arug!
Yes!
I think I would be so excited to play a character that can't cast spells, I have to say. Now I know how Travis felt. Okay, so I've still got her grappled.
Yep.
I'm going to use reckless attacks.
Okay.
So that I can be at advantage.
Okay.
And I'm going to blast her with the...
Doesn't the prone cancel that out, though?
Well, she's also prone, so those cancel each other out. If two prone characters are fighting, it's even. You're right.
Go for it.
Okay. Natural 20.
Oh, fuck me.
I'm gonna. I can add a menacing strike to this as a maneuver, which means I can roll an extra d8. Can I borrow a d8?
Yes.
I should have kept an extra one.
This is so fun.
Oh, plus sneak attack is doubled because I was at advantage. So that's 9, 13. Plus 9 is 22, plus my 9 rage damage is 31 points of damage.
This is fine. Everything is fine.
And she has to make a wisdom saving.
Hang on. Let me do the fucking damage. How much was it?
31? 9, 13, plus 9 is 20. 31 points of damage.
Nice thing. All right.
Who's your die?
Why did I close the calculator? I know I'm going to need that again.
The superiority die.
All right. So that's yours.
No, I'm not done.
Oh.
That's first attack.
Okay. Oh, you said wisdom save.
Make a wisdom save, yeah.
What is your wisdom? Oh, you're a plus one? Okay. Oh, that plus one brings it to a 4.
That's
not wait. Wisdom plus 6. How does that work? Whatever, wisdom plus 6. Still not enough.
Do it. She is frightened until the end of my next turn.
Man.
Which means she can't move closer to me.
Right.
She literally can't move closer to me.
Well, that's going to give her disadvantage on an attack, too, right?
Yes.
So.
On anybody.
On anybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
While I'm in her sight, but it's just till the end of my next turn.
While you're in her sight. While you have her grappled from behind.
While I give her sweet, sweet hugs. Can I go ahead and let that elk attack or moose attack before I go again? Just for flavor. Finally. That's a 22.
She's going to... no, actually, that doesn't hit even without her reaction.
It's going to be at advantage because a 22 doesn't hit?
22 does not hit.
Is it plus 3? It is plus 3 for the moose, right? Oh, yeah, they literally can't hit then without a crit. All right, then I'll use my second attack to try again. So an 18 doesn't hit, right?
No.
On Rhino?
On Rhino.
I'm going to action surge.
Okay.
I'm going to take 2 more shots at her.
Okay.
She's 21.
She's already got a high armor class, and Bastion just being in the same melee space as her gives her a bonus.
Okay.
21 does not hit.
Mm.
Unless, hang on, let me just make sure that that's not a reaction. I'm pretty sure it's a passive effect. Nope, it's just a passive effect.
Damn. Nope. That was a wasted action surge. All right. Really good first attack, and that was it.
Yep.
I still, I still have my bonus, so I'm going to ask the weasel and the boar to come join the party. So they can come and join next turn.
And Timon and Pumbaa look up at you and begin to hearken to your word.
Yeah. All right.
Malik's turn. He's going to try to stab down at the rhino. He's a plus 7, so no. Natural fucking 20. My third on yes. Malik of the night. So it's one nat 20. No. Again, one manages to find its way past the fucking walls of iron.
Yeah. That's a high AC fight right now.
Two of the... He rolled a fucking 2 and a 1 again. Mm-hmm. God damn it, Malik. Get your shit together. so that's 8 damage. And that's his turn. Yep. So now it's going to be the rhino. The rhino sits there. She takes a deep breath. She gets hit points back. That's her second win.
I was trying to finish her.
Finish her.
Even at advantage, my rolls.
Then she's going to take 2 attacks at Arug. I know they're both at disadvantage because of the frightened.
Okay.
I'm using the stats on the fucking maul, but it's for flavor. She's just ramming her head back. One's a... What is this? Plus 10 to hit. One's a 17. One's a 20. Non-nat.
The 20 would hit.
Oh, wait. That was the disadvantage. So it would have been 17. Does the 17 hit?
No. If I went...
She has disadvantage because of the frightened, and she has disadvantage because she's prone. But that cancels out with you being prone. But she still has disadvantage because she's frightened of you.
But I recklessed.
So she'd have advantage again.
So it would be a flat roll. It'd
be a flat roll. Okay, so one's a 17, the other's a non-nat 20. So she hits you once.
Okay.
All right. Unless, what's your armor class?
20.
20? Okay, so yeah, she hits you once.
I was thinking... I was already going to be
this
prone.
Has been advantage.
I was already going right. to be prone, so I'm like, I might as well go reckless.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So that's going to be 19 bludgeoning damage, reduced to...
9.
9.
This is ridiculous.
This is everything I hoped it would be.
This is math with Mike, Will, and Amy.
3 people who suck at math! Well, 2 of us do. I don't know about Will.
He likes math.
Okay.
What?
He's the blood mage is back. He's casting a curse. Let's see. That's going to be her turn because that was action, bonus action. Yeah, she can't move. All right, now it's Bastion's turn. Hello, Bastion. He's going to take 2 giant swinging fist attacks at Arug.
Mm-hmm.
First one at advantage. Both of those were 2s. One of those is a 3. The other one is a 15 plus what?
10.
Probably enough.
Flail plus 7, so that's going to be a 22. Yep. 22 to hit. All right. So that's going to be another 13 damage, halved to 6.
Okay. Looking a little bloody, but I'm all right.
And let's see. Any bonus actions here that I can exploit against you fuckers? No, there's not. He has no bonus actions for that matter. Wow. Okay. That's Bastion's turn. Barg, you're up.
Geese is going to hoof attack.
Geese is going to hoof against who?
Against a lady.
All right.
Damage.
18
plus 5, so 23.
Matches, yeah, that hits.
Yay!
Wow.
But... she's going to use her reaction to parry. So, no, it doesn't.
Well, fine. I'm going to smash her with my hammer.
All right. You try.
25.
25 does hit.
You're at advantage. See if you crit.
19. 29. 1 away from critting. Damn.
That's a real shame there. Roll something.
How's she looking?
She's looking pretty healthy still.
I'm debating using a 3rd level Divine Smite here.
If we could figure out how to get these 2 apart from each other, that might be good.
Good luck with that.
Oh, hell, I'm going 3rd level Divine Smite.
All right.
Yeah, she's hard to hit, so you might as well hurt her when you can.
Oh, good. I'm glad I said that before I rolled a 1. So 7. Plus 1, 2, 3, 4. Roll them two at a time. That's an 8. Plus a 6. That's a 14. Plus a 7. 21.
21 total?
Yeah. She's not undead or a fiend, is she?
No, she's not. She's an Umi.
Here's the marker. Yeah, and I get to hit her again.
That was one hammer attack. Fucking paladins, man.
No, you parried the first one.
No, that was the elk.
Oh, sweet.
Her mini army.
16, yes. But this is still advantage?
Yeah.
Okay, 26.
26 hits.
Yes.
8 plus 6, 14.
Yes.
14, taking her down to a... Yeah.
What was that?
So basically,
my ear just grew like 3 times.
Basically, all that breathing that she did wasn't worth much.
Why are we now talking like this?
I don't know. It's kind of fun, though, ain't it?
Yeah. This is fun. Yeehaw.
Man, I really thought I had you fuckers with these two, and I'm pretty sure you're going to kick their asses. Unless something drastic.
This is a fun tactical beat 'em up, though. Even though really I'm just fun. Laying here at this point.
Yeah, I didn't throw the torch at y'all because I was figured that would be because his challenge rating is a lot higher.
Okay, good. So he can be our last wall.
Or will he?
No, we killed that one.
Kind of hurt my neck on that one.
We killed the puppeteer already.
That's your turn. So Arug, you're up.